As Sunday gets closer and closer, still no word on who's going to play quarterback for the Rams on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. Stafford, Wolford, Perkins, all of the above? That's next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Travis Rogers. Thanks for making us a part of what you do every single day. This is where I ask you to follow me on Twitter at Travis Rogers. This is also where I ask you to subscribe to Locked On Rams so you get it in your box every single day. And if you haven't done it yet, check us out on Locked On Rams on our YouTube page as well. That's another great way to check out the podcast. Here's what's coming up. I want to talk about Kyren Williams maybe getting his first action of the season at running back for the Rams and how desperately they might actually need him to not only play, but to play pretty darn well. We'll get into that. A little bit of a sobering thought, if in fact what has up until this point been a very disappointing season. If it continues to go this way, what happens next? And of course, we will talk about the quarterback situation coming up in just a second. But first, let me remind you that today's episode of Locked On Rams is brought to you by LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. All right. So week 10. And the season so far for the Rams has been the most optimistic characterization of the season so far would be disappointing, right? I think that the disappointing implies that it's not exactly what you look for, but you know, it's been something short of a disaster, and you still got a chance to get into it. And under the perfect conditions, under the right lights, and if you've had a drink or two, maybe you could talk yourself into that this is merely disappointing and that there's a chance to get out of this. I think a more realistic view of what you've seen through the first 9 weeks of the season, first eight games, is a disaster. This is a team that is the defending Super Bowl champion. This is a team that was incredibly active during the offseason, that went out and added not just one, but two very big name players in Bobby Wagner and Allen Robinson, that you're bringing back the Super Bowl MVP in Cooper Kupp, that you're bringing back Aaron Donald and Matthew Stafford, and you still have, you know, arguably the best head coach in the NFL, not named Bill Belichick and Sean McVay, et cetera, et cetera. And let's see if we can go do it again, right? Run it back, as Sean McVay said at the parade over at the Coliseum. Sure, that has not happened. They are 3-5. They look like a 3-5 team. They have beat zero good teams along the way. They have lost to a bad team in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they are in third place in a 4-team division with a chance to fall into fourth place with a loss this weekend. That's the reality of it all. And, oh, by the way, your quarterback may or may not play. The guy that you gave all of your draft picks to go get, the guy that led you to a Super Bowl championship, the guy that took your team from a good team to a Super Bowl champion, yeah, he's not going to – he's in concussion protocol. Of course, we're talking about Matthew Stafford. Now, the question becomes, if he can't play let's start right here. We really haven't talked about this too much. He didn't miss any snaps on Sunday against the Bucs. There was never that moment where you're like, oh man, he took a big shot, or he hit his head on the ground, or he got tackled. Then none of those times where you're like, uh-oh, that could be a problem. Now, that doesn't mean he's not concussed, obviously. Could have happened at any different point. Sometimes these symptoms show up a little bit later, and that's what the Rams say happened with Matthew Stafford, that later in the week he was, you know, he wasn't quite what he wanted to be. They checked him out. They realized he might have a concussion, so he's in the protocol. Okay. Couple of things. Number one, let's be extra careful with him at this particular point in the season, because this offensive line has been dreadful. This offensive line has not been able to protect anybody, really. And now all of a sudden, arguably your most important player is a sitting duck back there with a potential concussion and taking some shots as it is. No, we're not doing that. So there, you need to be cautious under the best of circumstances, and these are not the best of circumstances. Number two is, if he doesn't play, and we're still waiting to find out, but you know, we're only a couple of days away from the decision of whether he's going to go or not. Do you just go exclusively John Wolford, or do you go John Wolford and a little bit of Bryce Perkins? Keep in mind, Perkins played the entire preseason, more or less. That Wolford got a little bit of time, but it was basically the Bryce Perkins show, and it wasn't a bad show. Now, I get it. It's preseason. That what he's going up against there is not what he'll go up against on Sunday against the Cardinals if he does play. But I think what's kind of interesting about all of this is that when you look at him and you look at John Wolford, they bring a skill set to the team that Matthew Stafford simply doesn't have. Now, Matthew Stafford is infinitely a better quarterback than both of those guys. But what those guys can do is they can run a little bit, both of them. John Wolford can move his feet. He can create some time. He can run for a first down. Same thing for Bryce Perkins. These guys bring a certain element to the game. You can run a little wildcat with both of these guys. You can do some things where you know, when you need to get the running game going and you can't get it going with your running backs, who's the only guy that's unaccounted for? It's the quarterback. Maybe you can pick up 6-7 yards here or there in the event, you know, that something breaks down, nothing's open, take off, right? We saw Perkins do it during the preseason. You're never going to do that with Stafford, A, because he really can't, and B, you don't let Matthew Stafford take a bunch of hits. And not that you want these guys to get hit, but if they get hit, it's different than if Matthew Stafford gets hit. Let's just call it what it is. So who do you play? I think it's going to be Wolford. I think that it's probably going to be mostly Wolford, but if it were me, if I were the ones in it, let's throw a little bit of everything at him, right? Much like me when I go to dinner, yeah, I'll have a little bit of both. I'll have a little bit of yours. I'll have a little bit of mine. Let's try a little bit of everything and see what works the best. Because this is a team that has to find something. This is a team that has to find some sort of spark, some sort of energy, and more than anything else, some sort of points. And if that means you got to run it in with a wildcat, or you got to run a trick play where you throw it back to the quarterback or something, then let's go do the something, because so far this season it has been, you know, a disaster. And quite frankly, it got worse with the announcement that Stafford is into the protocol. Lose on Sunday, and we're not even doing the wink, wink, nudge, nudge things. Well, if, you know, if this happens and this happens, lose on Sunday, and that's a wrap. And now you've got 8 games to go and really nothing left to play for, which brings us to our next topic. What if that is what happens? What do you do moving forward once the season is officially lost? It could be far worse than just 8 games that don't matter. That's coming up next on Locked On Rams. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. So you need to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. You know what it's like trying to find somebody. Just getting the right people in front of you can be a very big part of the challenge. And never mind actually hiring that right guy, just getting the right guys. This is how you do it with LinkedIn. You add your job in the purple hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you are hiring. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading candidates. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen today. And for your second listen, check out Locked On Sports today. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. So, in the event that this game on Sunday goes the way that 5 of the first 8 have gone, which would be a loss, and not just a loss, but a relatively uninspiring loss, right? These are not losses where everybody plays pretty well and one team makes one more play than the other. And, you know, you can at least say, okay, we're on the right track. But games that have been underwhelming for the vast majority of the season, if that happens again, where do you go from here? Because here's Here's the reality of this, that as you get further away from it and then you mix in what's happened so far this season, I think these pieces start to come together in a more meaningful way. Other than the Rams winning the Super Bowl last year and the parade and everything, they kind of run it back, F them picks. What were the biggest off-season stories? There were really two that I think kind of captured Rams fans' imaginations. And they were both about players slash coaches potentially leaving. That Aaron Donald was seriously considering leaving the team, retiring from the NFL, and going to live the rest of his life and do whatever it is that he wants to do. The other, of course, was Sean McVay flirting with a television job and Amazon coming in and offering him all sorts of money to go do those things. We know that Tom Brady got, 300 some odd million from Fox to go do a television analysis eventually when he's done playing. And I don't think McVay is going to get Brady money, but he's going to get some sort of decent money along the way. I was of the opinion, and I still think this is mostly true, but I was of the opinion that why would Sean McVay leave in the prime of his career with a championship caliber team, with Aaron Donald in the prime of his life, with Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford, Jalen Ramsey still playing at a very high level? Why leave? Why is now the time to go? I'm not doubting that he's going to go eventually, but why now? Same idea with Aaron Donald, that Aaron Donald is a surefire Hall of Famer. He's on the short list of great defensive players in the history of the league. Reggie White, Lawrence Taylor, take your pick. He's one of those guys, right? He's got a championship. His position in the history of this league is fully secure. He could go do whatever he wants. But Aaron Donald seems to really like playing football. He still is at the very peak of his powers. Why leave now? You're on a championship team. Why leave now? You got a chance to do it again. Why leave now? Well, one of those factors has obviously changed quite a bit, right? They're not a championship caliber team right now. They're not a team that's right in the middle of the mix. They're not a team that is, hey, look, we just got to play well for a month and we can win another Super Bowl. This team may, in fact, be at the beginning of a period of something less than championship football, right? That if this is what it looks like when you have no depth, if this is what it looks like, if you miss on a pick or two, looking at you, Tutu Atwell, if this is what it looks like, if you have not had any ability to backload your roster with future starting players and you start to lose some guys and one or two guys underperform, looking at you, Allen Robinson, if this is what it is, if it's a 5-win team, 6-win team, what if this is a 6-11 team? And by the way, that's what it's looked like so far. That's the pace that they're on right now, is to about be a 6-11 team. I don't think they're going to get there. I think they'll be a little bit better than that. But what if it goes the other way? What if Matthew Stafford doesn't play? What if he's a ways from coming back? What if now you've got a backup offensive line playing with a backup quarterback, playing with a defense that already has reached its saturation point as far as frustration goes? What if all of these things come together? Are we looking at a 4-win team, a 4-13 team, a 5-12 team? And let's just, for the sake of this discussion, say that that's what's happened. Sean McVay want to stick around for that? Aaron Donald want to stick around for that? They were on the fence thinking about this on the heels of winning a Super Bowl. Now, all of a sudden, this thing goes poorly. Does it not accelerate the process? And if it does, how terrifying is that? How would you like to be sitting here right now saying, hey, listen, if we don't get this turned around, and looking at what you have right now, getting it turned around is a real challenge. And if we don't, it could cost us the coach. It could cost us the legendary defensive player. Who knows? Again, these are unlikely scenarios, but you can at least put them together. And I'm not making up the fact that these guys were seriously considering leaving during last offseason. That was after a title year. This after a bad year? Okay. I'm just saying that's not a decision that I would want to have to be in if I'm Kevin Demoff or Les Snead or any of the people in the positions of authority to try to, hey, we got to fix this, not just to fix it for now, but we got to fix it to make sure that everybody comes back and does it again. It's a real big deal. All right, one of the pieces that may come back on Sunday and may actually give them a little bit of boost, Kyren Williams. What could he do for the team? That's coming up next on Locked On Rams. Now, a word from our friends at Simply Safe. Let me ask you this. What do you think of when you think of the holidays, right? You think of family, you think of maybe getting together, you think of some good food, maybe a little bit of time off from work. But did you know that over the holidays, property crimes like burglaries and package thefts spike across the country? It's why our friends at Simply Safe Home Security are offering 50% off their award-winning security system so that more families can feel safe and secure this holiday season. Order your Simply Safe system, easy for me to say, Simply Safe system for half off today and enjoy advanced security and greater peace of mind this season. Here's what I absolutely love about this. Crystal clear HD live stream of your security cameras. You can see them right on your phone. It's an unbelievable way to keep an eye on your property, your family. It's peace of mind. It's amazing. The wide variety of high-tech sensors, it's an unbelievable system. Simply Safe, recently named Best Home Security System of 2022 by U.S. News and World Report. That would make 3 years in a row. Don't miss your chance to save big on the only security system that I would recommend. Get 50% off any new Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/lockedon today. That's the discount of the year, so don't wait. Let me give it to you again. simplysafe.com/lockedonNFL. simplysafe.com/lockedonNFL. There's no safe like Simply Safe. All right, so one of two things is going to happen. This is going to be firmly in the file of, yeah, you've told me this before, or I'm going to be right, okay, that somebody is coming back that may give you a little bit of boost. I know what you're thinking, Trav. You told me that Brian Allen coming back was going to make a difference. You told me that Van Jefferson coming back was going to make a difference. You told me that Cam Akers' wake-up call after getting benched at the beginning of the season might be the difference. You told me that Allen Robinson would eventually get going and make a difference. Yeah, you may, maybe not. Maybe I said yes. I said all of those things. But, hey, right, what is the world if not filled with optimism? Kyren Williams is likely, as Sean McVay said, he'll likely be up on Sunday. They need to either use him or designate him as an injured player again, probably ending his season at that point. Why not, right? If he's physically able to go, keep in mind he got hurt literally right out of the gate and has not touched the ball on offense. They didn't use him in the preseason, which I think tells you a little bit about what Sean McVay thinks of him. That if he didn't use him in the preseason, it means that he was planning on using him during the regular season. Darrell Henderson, tough guy. I really like him. I'm hoping that it turns around. It is what it is. Cam Akers, forget about it. We talked about that. I'm ready to move on from that. Malcolm Brown, short yardage guy. Ronnie Rivers really hasn't had the spark that you were hoping he might bring. Strike Kyren Williams. Now, I really don't think it's going to be a whole hell of a lot different because the same offensive line is going to show up on Sunday. You may have a backup quarterback, which means as ineffective as the Rams have been on the ground, they're going to really try to pack it in and make sure that they can't get that done because the passing game isn't nearly the threat as it might be when Matthew Stafford's throwing it to Cooper Kupp. But all of those things, let's see what happens because to go from where we were to or where we are to better than that, it's not a long drive, right? That when you're getting virtually nothing, something is going to feel like an improvement. When you haven't had anything to eat, you don't need to walk into, you know, Morton's to feel like you've gotten a good meal. You can get a saltines and be like, you know, that's pretty good. I'm not saying that Kyren Williams is saltines. What I am saying is when you've been looking for something, anything might look pretty darn good. And let's see what he's got. Everybody, by that I mean Sean McVay, has talked about how he's a very exciting player. They're very happy to get him. We'll see what he can bring. I'm skeptical. I am skeptical of everything this team is doing on offense so far this year. The defense has been, I don't even want to say it's been good. It's been better than good. It's been very good. If this defense combined with, let's just say you got 75% of the offense you were dealing with last year, they're winning a bunch of games. They're losing games because of the 11 guys with the ball, not with the 11 guys trying to get the ball. It has been an offensive problem. They've been, other than Cooper Kupp, nothing has worked offensively this year. So let's keep throwing things at it and see if you can find the second thing that might be working. And that second thing might be Kyren Williams. Cross your fingers that that's true. Cross your fingers that he plays well. And cross your fingers that Matthew Stafford is on that field come Sunday afternoon at SoFi Stadium. That's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Rams. Thanks for making us your first listen. Now for your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today pod. Biggest stories of the day, instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.